KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. For a Friday, it's the 20th of October for 2017. Topping the news this morning, an Amador County jury has awarded $8.4 million to a boy who was paralyzed by child abuse when he was 10 weeks old. The award was announced by Judge James Garbolino in Amador County Superior Court on Wednesday. The verdict was returned against Sutter Sacramento Sierra Region, Valley Emergency Physicians Medical Group, a doctor, a nurse practitioner, and four members of the infant's biological family. The boy, Cree Miller, now 6 years old, alleged that when he was a seven-week-old infant, he was brought to the emergency room of Sutter Amador Hospital by his teenage parents and maternal grandmother with a reported history of a mouthful of blood, damage to his eyes, and bruising on his face. The complaint alleged that there were clear indications of child abuse and that under California law, a nurse, two nurse practitioners, and a doctor were required to make a report to Child Protective Services. No report was made, and Creed remained in the custody of his teenage parents. 3 weeks later, the boy was returned to the emergency room at Sutter Amador Hospital with a spinal cord injury that has left him permanently paralyzed. Cree was removed from his teenage parents' custody and placed into foster care after he was paralyzed and was later adopted by his foster mother. After the verdict was announced, Sutter Health spokesperson Leslie Murring said they were very sorry for what Cree and the Miller family have experienced. This case offers us an opportunity for analysis and to learn as much as we can about how to improve. That $8.4 million judgment award is believed to be the largest reported in Amador County history.
Well, all Calaveras Unified School District schools closed today, according to District Superintendent Mark Campbell. Given the ongoing uncertainty regarding available teaching and support staff due to the teacher strike and the resulting inability to secure sufficient staffing to operate safe, secure, and productive schools, all Calaveras Unified School District schools will be closed today. Campbell said he's hopeful both sides can get back to the negotiating table soon to continue open dialogue leading to a resolution. Now, district parents will receive communication no later than Sunday afternoon to inform them of Monday's school status. In the meantime, district personnel will work to determine who will be reporting to their assigned positions, what degree of substitute staff they can secure to resume operations.
And the California Transportation Commission has released a list of projects approved for funding from revenue via the recently approved SB1 transportation package, which includes increases to things like vehicle licensing fees and the gas tax. CTC announced it is committing $117 million to 63 active transportation projects in California. While no projects were announced for Amador County, the funding includes two major Calaveras projects. $600,000 plus was allocated towards the $5.6 million project to replace the West Branch Cherokee Creek Bridge near Angels Camp, and $1.9 million was committed to constructing sidewalks and bike lanes along Highway 49 through the City of Angels. The state's allocation is expected to cover the entire sidewalk bike lane project. The CTC estimates that SB1 will generate $5.4 billion of additional transportation revenue annually.
And Great Finds Thrift Store on the move. Interfaith Food Bank Executive Director Beth Stanton, take your pick, but I call her Beth Stanton. She announced yesterday the store will move a few doors down to the building that houses the Amador Athletic Club. Now, Stanton says currently the thrift store occupies two storefronts, one for general merchandise, the other for larger items such as furniture. Now, the new location will allow everything under one roof at the larger location. Stanton says this not only gives the store more floor space, it also improves the efficiency of the store and improves the overall shopping experience. Now, the hope is to open at the new location within a few weeks. Since opening its doors on January 2nd of 2009, all proceeds from the Great Finds Thrift Store have gone toward feeding the hungry in Amador County.
And the City of Jackson now accepting applications for one vacant position on the Jackson Cemetery Committee. The Cemetery Committee advises and recommends policy for maintenance and operation of and improvements to the Jackson Cemetery to the City Council. Candidates should be able to dedicate time to monthly meetings. Knowledge of cemetery matters is desirable, but not mandatory. The Jackson Cemetery Committee meets on the second Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m., and there is no compensation paid. Applicants must reside within the city of Jackson and be appointed by the city council. There is a term. It'll run through June 30th of 2018. You can pick up your applications at the Jackson City Hall.
We'll step back to the days of Mark Twain. Historic Angels Camp hosting the Mark Twain Wild West Fest this Saturday, featuring a Gold Rush Street Fair, live music, comedy, entertainment, historic Gold Rush Village with interactive activities, contests for kids, food, beer, wine, nuggets of gold, or a $3,000 cash raffle. You can even whitewash a picket fence with Tom, Huck, and Becky. Mark Twain Wild West Fest runs from 10 to 5 in historic downtown Angels Camp. Free admission, rain or shine. For info, marktwainwildwestfest.com.
What was the name of Tom Sawyer's aunt that he lived with? Come on. Come on, Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
Jamie Armstrong from the Amador Chamber of Commerce. This is, what's her name?
Becky.
No.
That was his girlfriend.
That's his friend. Okay, Polly is her name. Aunt Polly.
So, I told her to say Becky. She was going to say Polly.
Well, the next Friends of the Amador County Library book sale set for this weekend. Today, the sale starts at 4 o'clock, runs till 7. It's for members only, but if you'd like to become a member, you can show up and join. Saturday, the sale runs from 10 to 4, and on Sunday from 11 to 3. Sunday is also 50% off. All 3 days, you'll get a free book bag with the purchase of $25 or more. The Friends of the Library book sale takes place at the American Legion Hall on Airport Road across from the Italian Picnic Grounds. And that's a look this morning at local news for a Gold Country Friday morning, the 20th day of October. Oh, we're just full of it today, aren't we?
Man, I was going to say birthdays next week. Ooh,
yeah.
What's going on?
From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting.